Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is going to happen at 4:45, I do believe, is going to put you over the top.
It's not a matter of whether I want to. It's a matter of whether I can.
Yes, and you will push the can.
Why can't you?
I got the little guy. My wife's working all day.
Oh, but that's where the in-laws, okay. That's why they're around, Arthur.
We can't go to the
babysitter.
Here's the problem. We can't go to... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I just had an idea.
In a light bulb
Pony
moment.
And I, we were talking off the air about something I was doing.
Yep.
Not a favor.
A quid pro quo.
Yes, exactly. Ooh. There could be an opportunity here, Arthur, for quid pro quo.
Okay. We have a quid pro quo.
By the way, I have an idea formally that I'd like to submit to you for your tailgate. I'd like you to have a small, like, bridge-looking contraption made. Just something very – it could be, like, made out of cardboard practically, right?
Okay.
And it essentially lays flat. And you put, like, some blue construction paper over it, and anybody that wants to enter your tailgate in Red Lot 5A has to literally cross the moats to get to your tailgate.
Hey, I'm not against that.
Yeah, put
like
that in
that,
the
actually.
Suggestion
put it,
box.
Yeah, just, you don't have to do it. Just humor me on the air about it.
Look, I'm going to go take that to the committee. You know, we'll spend a little time. We'll put it up for review.
Translation, no.
All right, Jeff Hathorn was at Steelers headquarters. They wrap up practice. We've got Hayden and Bush questionable, Jeff. What do you read into them practicing Wednesday and Thursday and then showing up questionable for the game today?
Yeah, it's obviously a concern when guys get late injuries. Normally, if guys are resting, you do that on a Wednesday or maybe even a Thursday and go on Friday because it's the last chance to kind of go through on the field with the game plan. But, you know, those guys are veterans. It's not a huge deal if they're not there on Friday. But, hey, listen, if Hayden can't go, if Bush can't go, we've been talking about Darren Waller all week. And those are two key guys. Even if they're not directly covering him, and Bush could be, they're going to affect how the defense can rotate around or maybe what they want to do in moving Minka or Sutton or even Norwood around.
Jeff, to what degree do you think that this is not a rest day but just an abundance of caution situation with those guys?
Is there rest involved? Yes, I do believe that. But, again, it's Friday. Fridays are normally go days. I do believe each will play, but it is unsettling when you're facing a team with this type of tight end and receivers that are just kind of itching to make a play, that what you were working on or what your plan was for defense all week might have to be altered and maybe altered, you know, at a bigger level because of these injuries if they're not able to go.
Arthur, what's your Steelers experience tell you about when a guy gets downgraded to limited on Friday in terms of availability for a game on Sunday?
Yeah, Jeff hit it on the head right there. Typically, you want it to be pointed in the other direction, right? You start limited or DNP early in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, with the hopes of Friday being a full participant. But anytime you start seeing a guy's availability go down by the time you get to Friday, typically that's not the best because you know Friday practices are light. They're quick in and out. And for a guy to not be able to do that, it makes me concerned about their availability to do it on Sunday. But hearing Jeff say that he anticipates those guys playing, it at least gives us a little bit of a breathe. But my question
and no
to
guys,
you, Jeff,
you know,
is... because I want to know, Jeff, who becomes next man up if Devin isn't available?
It's Spillane. Robert Spillane is back full health, full practice, the shin injury behind him, the mysterious shin injury behind him. And you're going to see Schobert and Spillane as the two linebackers. Now, it's also an opportunity potentially for Marcus Allen in passing downs. But, you know, and we've seen Spillane. We've seen him attempt to cover at times. But remember, he had that huge pick against Jacksonville, and he actually played pretty well filling in for Devin Bush, not the ideal tight end for him to potentially have to cover.
Jeff, can you give our listeners that don't have access to practice and are less familiar with these things but want to know what's going on because they like to bet these games, they like to go to these games and make predictions and all that, can you explain to our listeners, like, what constitutes limited? If a guy misses one team drill, is he technically limited? Take us into the jargon that is the NFL injury report and what this really means.
So keeping in mind, I can only tell you, I can't tell you specifics of what I saw, but generally, and Arthur can attest to this, that can be a very liberal definition.
Okay.
Sometimes limited could be a couple of plays, maybe just some stuff on the side. And sometimes limited could be going most of practice, but maybe there's a team period where he sits out. So it's a variety. I mean, it can go that range. It's a vague word on purpose. So you don't give a snap counter. You don't know exactly.
I'll tell you what's not vague, Jeff, is Eric Ebron going from DNP to full participation and probably hearing footsteps of Pat Freiermuth in his rear view, you know, kind of coming up on him and going, better get back out there.
And Eric Ebron was full, absolutely. And, you know, with Zach Gentry now being questionable, Gentry's their best blocking tight end. Not saying that Eric's going to come in blocking scenarios. But, you know, you kind of look at it like, okay, he's dealing with a hamstring. So maybe you would want to limit some of his snaps and have Gentry in there. But Gentry is definitely a question mark for Sunday.
Now, Jeff, has there been any, you know, rumblings about the offensive line in terms of they're feeling a lot better about this matchup, or are they still having some questions? I mean, what are you getting from over there?
Yeah, I think they just continue to grow. What's nice is what we saw from the offensive line, and some of it is Mike Tomlin, you know, testing guys at other positions, and the injuries obviously to Zach Banner and Chooks at times, and also to Kevin Dotson. But it's been the same guys every day. And it's been like that for a couple of weeks. And that can only be a positive, I think, for this group. You know, nobody's missing. Every rep, every drill, it's the same guys. And I think they have something to build on in the second half. They're going to have some challenges out there with that Raiders D-line. But they're getting more continuity. Do they have the talent to become a better offensive line? We're going to see.
Jeff, I like to do this from time to time, where I will throw somebody else under the bus by way of protecting somebody like you, one of our reporters. So I'll have someone else be the human shield for you in this case. So that way, if anybody gets mad, you can just point to that person and not, you know, it's not you. So Kabali just tweeted on the three injured players, Hayden, Gentry, and Bush. I would anticipate all three would play. But if there's one that you might have to keep an eye on, it's Bush with a groin. Does Jeff want to co-sign that from Mark?
Jeff, if you want to be silent, if you want to be silent to co-sign, just be silent for three straight seconds and we will know what to do. All right, moving on here on the BMT.
There we go.
Yes, Chris, do you want to follow up with that, or you think we're good?
I think I completely derailed the interview.
All right,
with that,
Jeff, last one from you. We started the show with this. The Raiders have been a big party pooper for the Steelers over the years with Tomlin and Ben. Oh. Whenever the Raiders suck, they somehow find a way to beat the Steelers. Do you feel like they're going to come in here and rain on the Steelers parade on Sunday?
Not without Josh Jacobs. No, ooh. I don't. I think the Steelers' pass rush is going to get to Carr, and I think there are multiple looks, assuming that they don't have, you know, Hayden and Bush can't go. I just think defensively they're going to find ways. I mean, Baltimore, I don't know what Baltimore is. I think Najee's going to be able to run the ball on this team. I do. I think the Steelers win this game, and they might win it by more than a touchdown.
All right, Jeff. We'll check you out, 93.7thefan.com. Busy weekend with Pitt Western Michigan Saturday, and then the Steelers and Raiders on Sunday at Heinz Field.
Yeah, got you all covered. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.